The Greatest Hitter. A little boy was overheard talking to himself as he strutted through the backyard, wearing his baseball cap and toting a ball and bat. "I'm the greatest hitter in the world," he announced. Then he tossed the ball into the air, swung at it, and missed. "Strike one," he yelled. Undaunted, he picked up the ball and said again, "I'm the greatest hitter in the world." He tossed the ball into the air. When it came down, he swung again and missed. "Strike two," he cried out. The boy then paused a moment to examine his bat and ball carefully. He spit on his hands and rubbed them together. He straightened his cap and said once more, "I'm the greatest hitter in the world." Again, he tossed the ball up in the air and swung at it. He missed. "Strike three." "Wow," he exclaimed. "I'm the greatest pitcher in the world." Your attitude determines how circumstances impact your life. The little boy's circumstances hadn't changed, but his optimistic attitude prompted him to give an encouraging meaning to what had happened. What difficult time are you going through right now? Can you do something to change it? If you can, don't wait another day. Make the needed changes. If you can't change the circumstance, however, change your attitude. You'll discover that circumstances won't have the last word. The world is so constructed that if you wish to enjoy its pleasures, you must also endure its pains. Like it or not, you cannot have one without the other. Success is not measured by what you accomplish. It's measured by the opposition you encounter and the courage with which you maintain your struggle against the odds. You'll find all things are difficult before they are easy. The greater your obstacles, the more glory in overcoming them. So make up your mind before you start that sacrifice is part of the package. You've got to go through the negative before you get to the positive. The highway to success is a toll road.